Thank you for calling customer service. This is Kyle speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Kyle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. I was checking my credit card balance, and I see a charge from exclusive app for $67.32 on 12/23, and I don't know what that's for.
Okay, I think I should be able to help you out with that. Would you be able to give me a zip code for your billing address so I can get you looked up in my system?
28212.
28212?
Correct.
All right, and what would be the first and last name on the billing address?
Denise Rodriguez.
All righty. Is that G-U-E-Z on Rodriguez?
Yes. Yes, it is.
G-U-E-Z. Okay. Here we go. Yep. All right. And is the I see a billing address here in Spring, Texas. Is that correct?
No, that's incorrect.
Okay. I think that's a different Denise Rodriguez then. Let's go back. Oh, yeah, because I didn't even match the... Okay. Do you... What... Do you have an email address you might have used?
One... Well, I wouldn't have used it, but the email address is 123witches at Gmail.
123witches at Gmail. Okay. Yeah, that's not lining up with any of the Denise Rodriguez's I see. And you said the charge was for $67.32, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just looking through here still. I don't see any Denise Rodriguez's with that exact charge amount either, which is odd. Let me see here. Bear with me. I'm trying to find you in my system.
Mm-hmm.
And that 6732 does sound familiar. Sometimes if like the name was entered weird or something, or if it wasn't the right address, then it can be hard for me to pull
mm-hmm.
up. Yeah, I'm not seeing a 6732 for any of the Denise Rodriguez's in my system.
Because mm-hmm. I know I don't use the card except for medical. So I don't know how the charge could have gotten there to begin with.
And it was you're talking about your bank card?
Correct.
Would
and
you
it
be
was the 23rd, and I wasn't even around.
Okay. Would you be comfortable if giving me the last four digits of that card number so I can look it up that by that?
4102.
4102. Okay. Okay, I filter by. Oh, because they had it in backwards. It's under Rodriguez Denise 123, which is at Gmail, and now the billing address is showing in North Carolina.
Correct.
Okay, and just so I know, it's you that's on this account. Could you verify the street address for me?
6115 Tierra Lane.
Number 108.
Correct.
Okay. Good deal. Okay, so I found the account, and we'll pull it up and see what this is here. Once this thing stops, this little circle stops spinning.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they used to have the little bars, the loading bars. Now they're circles.
I know, and you always forget to look for it.
Uh-huh.
What is exclusive app?
So, weirdly enough, they really, I work with a third party call center that services over 100 different online vendors, and they really don't give us any company names for exactly who we service. They just, I pull this up, that we have these customer service systems that we work in, and they show us like the transaction history, and on the transactions, it doesn't even give us a company name. We just have the products.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I see here the earliest charge I can see on their record in my system is a $5.74 charge for a KitchenAid set.
Nope.
You don't recognize that?
Oh, wait a minute. Electronic standard charge. $5.74, you said?
Mm-hmm, on 12:15 on my end.
Yeah, I got that. I don't know what that is. I think I know what it is.
Yeah, it may have said, you know, had a big green flashing button or said you won at the end of a survey or something, but that is a sweepstakes entry to win a KitchenAid full kitchen set. And it did say on the on the website, I don't know if I think they might have been at the bottom, wherever you entered the card info, the terms and conditions did state that it would automatically enroll you into our online Factory Direct Savings Store membership, which is an online gadget store that with the membership you get a voucher in your email every month for $125 to use on any in-store purchases. And it also said if you don't call back within 48 to 72 hours of paying the $574, then they'll go ahead and charge you the first monthly membership fee, which is what that $67.32 is.
Okay, so how would I cancel that?
I can go ahead and do that for you real quick. Give me 1 second.
What I get from not reading.
Sometimes it feels like I've got this job, I've tried to read more terms and conditions and then you really can't, it's hard. It feels like you need like a law degree to read
smaller
them.
Smaller and smaller.
Yeah, exactly. But I do have you canceled out now. Would you like a cancellation number to keep for your records?
Sure, hold on 1 sec.
Okay.
Something right with, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 263-478. 266.
Okay.
All right. And is there anything else I can do for you today? I do have you all canceled out.
No, I'm all set. I wish you a happy new year and thank you for your help.
No problem. I'm glad I could help and happy new year's to you too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.